From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, hold on a sec. I'm logging in. BetterTogetherNewMexico.org. I'm not sure we got, you're on mic three, right? Okay. Carla Sontag, welcome in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I made the mistake earlier today. I went to .com.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the wrong one. But anyway, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But Carla Sontag is in studio with us from New Mexico Business Coalition. And once again, what were you, flying down I-25?
It's been a day, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Now, do you go up to the roundhouse, or are you watching stuff on a Zoom thing or something?
I do a little of both, yeah. But I've mostly been in Albuquerque doing Zoom because I can get a lot of work done while they're up there doing whatever they do while I'm waiting for my bills. It also helps me because it's harder to run from room to room,
yeah,
than it is to go from committee to committee by Zoom.
There you
and
go.
And so we can cover a lot more ground. And then I've got people in my office also that are testifying, and I'm helping them with their testimony and things like that. So we can actually cover many, many committees where if I was in Santa Fe, I could only do two or three.
Well, for those unfamiliar, Carla, I want to introduce you. Of course, I already mentioned the New Mexico Business Coalition. For those unfamiliar, make them a little more familiar.
Well, I started the Business Coalition 15 years ago because I thought we needed a strong, independent voice for business that was not going to compromise with government just to compromise and make friends. And so we don't do that. We are pretty strong on the issues and we stick with it. Yeah. We will compromise if it makes sense, but if it's just to make friends or influence people, we're not in the game.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm kind of interested because I love all the stuff that you guys cover. And, you know, when you hear New Mexico Business Coalition, I'm going to say this because I want to keep some of our listeners that may, you know, well, I don't own a business. I don't manage a business. But the issues that you cover are relevant to probably every single one of our listeners. And maybe explain to our listeners some of the issues that they might hear or see covered on BetterTogetherNewMexico.org that might say, well, I'm looking like right now under legislation. It says pro-life, Second Amendment, religious liberty, public safety, education, election integrity, energy, agriculture, government authority, employee laws, regulation reform, tax reform. A lot of those, you know, you may, you know, real quick go, oh, yeah, business. And I can make the connection. I'm gonna let you kind of help the listeners. Like, what does some of those have to do with business?
All right. Well, when you look at issues that affect children, like education, that's our future workforce. If you look at taxation, that impacts everybody because we, you know, we're working on trying to stop a gas tax bill right now that'll be 50 cents to a dollar per gallon
right.
of tax.
We want to be like California.
Yeah, we
do. I saw that one, by the way. And I already did my diligence on Better New Mexico or BetterTogetherNewMexico.org.
Yeah. So Better Together New Mexico is a subsidiary or a project of the New Mexico Business Coalition.
Yeah.
And it covers more issues that are broadly covering every single part of our life in this state. But even if you look at the Business Coalition, we yeah. have a lot of individuals that are members because they want to see good business policy. If we have good business policy in the state, we have businesses that are flourishing. Even if you're a retiree or a student and you're not yet working or whatever you are in between, a good business environment is good for everybody.
Right. So why don't we jump in right to some of the stuff that you're much more aware of than I am, but I'm somewhat aware of some of it. Like I said, because you and your team have put together such a great resource for us. Hey, did anyone hear me say yet, by the way, BetterTogetherNewMexico.org? And it's is it NM Business or NM Biz
Coalition.org.
Biz Coalition. B-I-Z. NMBIZ Coalition .org are the two websites. What's got your attention today, Carla?
Well, I'll tell you the thing that's most important to me is House Bill 4, Voting Rights Protection. Sounds really good, but it is absolutely horrible. It really literally keeps me up at night. This bill is so bad that we now have national partners throughout the entire United States jumping in to try to get some common sense into New Mexico. They're reaching out to every New Mexican that they know to contact their legislators. So we'll talk about this bill, but you can go to bettertogethernewmexico.org, and it's all spelled out. And there is a call to action in the Take Action page. Top left, the most important call we have going right now. It'll take you about 30 seconds to fill it out and send your email to all state senators. This bill has already passed the House, and they are trying to ram it through. I'll tell you what, they put it on the calendar sometime over the weekend, I think on Sunday, for a Monday morning hearing. And they started the committee earlier than they normally do, all in an attempt that the opposition would not know. We found out late Sunday night, and we did our best to be, we were there, we testified against it, but they made it difficult. They took about 40 minutes of testimony from people they had lined up to support the bill. They allowed 10 minutes of testimony in opposition.
Now, is this the one, we're kind of revisiting something that was shot down last year?
We did get it stopped last year. This one is by far worse than what they did last year. So here's some of the highlights, some of the things that cause us the most concern. Automatic voter registration, if you do business with any state agency. Yeah. If you're not registered, you go in to get a driver's license. They're going to run you through their database, find out if you're registered or not. If you're not, they will register you.
And we asked this last time, can you have a driver's license in New Mexico and not be a U.S. citizen or a citizen of or a resident of New Mexico?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can. And So they have this statement in there that you are supposed to be a legal U.S. citizen. But here's the deal. If you're automatically registered, then they want you to, they'll send you a postcard 30 days after you're registered. If you're not here legally, many of them don't have a permanent address. And some are not using the correct address because they're not here legally.
Right.
And so the postcard is maybe not going to reach them, telling them they have been registered to vote. And if they're not a legal resident, they should go unregister if they have been registered. So you have the potential to have people that are not legal residents of New Mexico or of the United States being registered to vote in our elections.
So what's the argument or rebuttal for, hey, you don't want to register people just because they have a driver's license? What's the opposition saying that to justify that?
The reason they're supporting that is because everybody has the right to vote and we should make it as easy as possible.
Everyone has the right to vote. Is that yes. That's what they're saying?
That's what they'll say, not realizing that, again, they are including people that may not be here legally and have a legal right to vote.
Right, who do not have the right to vote.
Yes. Okay. It's a scary proposition. Now, even if you're not talking about people that are potentially not legal residents, if you look at a couple of hundred thousand people just pulling a number out that may not be registered, that get registered, how do you think they're going to register them? How will they know what party you want to be registered in? Because they're just going to register you.
Right.
So how's that going to work for you as well?
Right. Are they registering them as independents? What are they doing?
I'm not thinking so.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's a problem.
And is there someone in place that can follow what is happening? Let's say it does pass, and let's say they do that. Is there going to be anyone who can watch what's going on with it?
No, because they are simultaneously taking away our rights to verify that voters are legitimate voters. They're taking away our right to verify that the voting system is working. So all poll challengers and people like that have to be trained by the Secretary of State rather than independent people. So it's all going to be kind of centered around the majority party that is passing the legislation. I'll just put it that way.
So in New Mexico, that's been the same party for 90 years.
Yes. Okay. So, and so I'm not real sure why they're so concerned that they have to do this to stay in power if they've done it for 90 years.
Yeah. Well, again, now, if you want to not, you know, not just come on and say, hey, if you want to oppose this, if you want to read about it and get the details and make your own decision,
yes,
let me encourage you to do this. Go to bettertogethernewmexico.org. On the top of the page, there's a tab that says Take Action. All you got to do is click that. And the first thing at the top of the page right now, it says open, urgent, urgent, urgent.
It is.
It's urgent. Very clear. And it, you know, and it does, you know, the link, it says, tell all New Mexico senators to vote no now. You can click that and it won't tell them no. If you click that, it'll come up for fields for you to fill in for who you are. So the purpose of that, we talked about this last time, is because you put your zip code. So the content, you know, whatever you're encouraging for or against will go to your representative.
Well, this particular one, because it's so urgent and because they are ramming it through so fast, is going to go to the entire Senate.
Okay.
However, your address will show up, so your senator will know it's from
you. Okay, so you fill out the fields, click next. It takes like 30 seconds.
Right.
In the meantime, I was headed down this road. There is information about, you know, some of the things we've been talking about on this HB4. It does include, you know, if you fill out the fields and go to next, it does include a letter, a pre-written letter that you'll be sending to the legislature, which you can edit.
And we encourage you to do that. Yeah. You can edit the subject line and the letter. You can delete the letter and write your own if you want.
Yeah. Made real easy to communicate with the legislature. And I'm going to tell you, on my personal Facebook page today, I copied Better New Mexico Take Action and shared it with, you know, my circle of influence.
Oh, good.
Because it's just such a tool.
Yes.
I mean, it's just such a good tool to easily communicate with the legislature. Okay, so any more on HB4?
Well, the other thing that's interesting is they want to go back and give felons the right to vote as soon as they step out of prison. I'm all about second chances. However, I think they should finish their probation and then go register themselves.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen. When they're out processing out of prison, they will be registered at that time to vote. The other thing they're doing, which is interesting, is taking away the prohibition for a felon to lose their voting rights. In other words, anybody convicted, if this bill passes, of a felony will never lose their voting rights
and can vote from prison.
Well, they don't say that. They say that they can't, but then we have absentee voting, which is a permanent list.
Right.
So, you know, there's just all these possibilities of how things can happen. So, not saying it will or it won't, I'm saying that why do we have to put in these issues that create unsafe voting practices?
Right. Okay. If you want to find out more, bettertogethernewmexico.org. Great information there. And we're visiting today with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. Their website is nmbizcoalition.org. Plenty more to cover as the roundhouse still in session. When's the session end?
It's March 18th.
Okay, just around the corner. So
yes,
they're going to be pushing through a lot of this stuff real soon, if not immediately. So it's important that you, listener, take time to know what your legislative branch is looking at and make sure they're representing you with each of these bills. So we'll get back with more right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. Hey, reminder, every Friday, the second half of the show is somewhat dedicated to an update from the Heritage Foundation, and we'll also get our Friday financial update with John Moore Associates. Brian Cochran joins us regularly, and their website, johnmoore.com, remember, their insights tab always has some great information in the latest blog that they've posted at no cost. It's just great information, but that'll be part of Friday's show. And watch for the archives on the web at abqconnect.online. Want to thank Jared, our engineer, and our web guy, as far as the updates for ABQ Connect and the KLYT website, which, by the way, is klyt.fm. You can stream the content from the radio station 24/7, 365. I say that hesitantly. As long as the ones and zeros are getting along, it'll happen. But yeah, most of the time you can find us streaming there. And we appreciate all those that log in and listen there, as well as 88.3 in Albuquerque and Santa Fe and around central New Mexico. We're also on 90.7 FM, Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, New Mexico, 88.1 FM in Portales and in Las Cruces. So as you travel the state, you can find us there and let others know as well. Carlos Sontag joins us in studio from the New Mexico Business Coalition. And Carla, during the session, you've been spending a lot of time listening to our legislators and keeping a pulse on what's happening. And a lot of that information we've already mentioned is on bettertogethernewmexico.org, which, by the way, again, spell it out completely. Bettertogethernewmexico.org.
Yes, that's important.
I can't tell you how many times I've messed that up, but I say it enough, I'll get it. So what else are we talking about today?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of actions taken. We've had over 500,000 emails and phone calls made to legislators to let them know how we feel about things. We encourage you to be a part of
it. Is that through the website?
Yeah, it's all through the website.
Wow.
So we send out the emails, too. You can sign up for those. But it's important, and it's easy to get involved and to voice your opinion. So the other thing, do you remember during the election season, almost everybody, including the governor, was saying, I'm going to do something about crime in our state.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And everybody said, yay, please do something about crime in our state. Well, we've only got about 18 days left of this 60-day session, and virtually nothing has been done. But I will tell you, this is a sad fact. We have a couple of state legislators who have done a wonderful job over several years working on crime and trying to fix that catch and release issue that we created through a ballot initiative a few years ago. So they've been working, they've been putting in bills, their bills always get killed. So this year we go through the campaign season, everybody promising to work on crime. They come in and they kill these bills one right after the other. So we're saying, okay, what about those promises you made? So now what they're doing is the controlling party has killed the bills. Now they're pulling them back under their own name as their bill. Even though we've had, say, a Republican sponsoring the same legislation for 5 years that's been killed, now we've got a Democrat. To the public, we're still saying, do something about crime. We're tired of the petty games. We're tired of the partisan politics. Just fix the crime problem.
And for those unfamiliar, if the catch and release, if you can kind of go into a little detail about that, just so our listeners are well informed.
Yeah, so several years ago, they came to the legislature, the proponents that wanted to fix this, and they said, we've got too many people in our prisons. Our prisons are overcrowded, and we're putting people in prison that really don't need to be there or in jail pending trial. They're not of risk of flight, or they're not going to hurt anybody. So we need to take away that. And then the other consideration was there are some people that can't afford bail. So for all those reasons, we need to have better bail responsibility in the state.
Do you remember the old show Beretta with Blake, whatever?
Yes.
The actor? Do you remember the song? It said, don't do the crime if, or what is it?
Yes. Don't do the crime if you don't want to do the time.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they come to the legislature with this bill of goods, and the Business Coalition opposed it. Why do we oppose crime? Because it impacts business. Do you see how many businesses have broken windows and stolen goods? Have you been in a business when somebody's walked out with a basket full of goods that they didn't pay for? Anyway, back to the bill.
I have, by the way.
Yeah, I think everybody's seen
it. It's just bold. Yeah. It's just and I've seen him in two different ways. I've seen him go out the back door with a van waiting to load stuff up, and I've seen him come in with backpacks and walk right out the front door.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know if people realize security guards, they can't do much more than collect information, right, like what they look like, what they were wearing, what they were carrying, what they stole, maybe a license plate.
Right.
But chances are there's no license plate, or it's the wrong license plate. And of course, now that, you know, with going through a pandemic and people becoming very, you know, accustomed to seeing people with masks. I remember when if you walked in a store with a mask, it was like, what's going on?
Right.
You know, so yeah, we're just living in a different time and place.
We are. But see, they're not afraid anymore because we passed this law. This law got passed by the legislature, but it was a constitutional amendment. It went to the public, and the public said, yes, let's do this. Well, it became known as catch and release because the police will catch them in a crime and they're out of jail before the police officer gets the paperwork finished. Right. So that's why we call it catch and release. Now, what's happened in New Mexico is the criminals have even gotten to the point, it's not petty crimes. It's not just small amounts of drugs. We're talking about dangerous people being released because of what that law actually did. And so now these people are getting back out into society and reoffending, sometimes to the point of murder. If you remember the woman that was killed in her driveway, that was a repeat offender that had gotten out. And
well,
so,
and like, you know, and I don't have any study to refer to this, but I think it's common knowledge, you know, like with drugs, there's gateway drugs to harder drugs. Mm-hmm. And it works similar with crime.
Yes.
And if they're committing petty crime or misdemeanors, and there's no consequence for it, it encourages further, less petty,
yes,
crimes. And like you said, escalating even to murder.
And law enforcement, some will tell you that if you even enforce the laws on the streets, speeding and illegal turns and things like that, you give a sense to the community, mm-hmm, that law enforcement is there. Laws will be enforced.
Let me give you an illustration, okay? I have several grown kids. One of them used to live basically the last street before you're on the base. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a really great neighborhood when it came to crime stats. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can imagine. I used to say, there's all this crime here. Now, all there is a fence that, you know, anyone with any agility really can get past.
Right.
And do the same kind of things there. But the criminals, they know, you know, mm-hmm, we know. We don't even need to say what keeps them from going over that fence and committing that same crime on Kirtland Air Force Base.
Right, because it won't be tolerated.
Right.
And so they don't go there.
I mean, you know, listen, the answer to all of these woes is Jesus.
Yes.
Okay? It is. I don't need to explain that. However, common sense kind of completes that illustration, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't tell me cracking down on, like you said, you know, if you start with stuff like, is it just, am I just getting older and grumpier, or has I-25 turned into an Autobahn?
Oh, yeah, it's a free-for-all out there on all of our streets because we don't have enough cops to enforce
laws. God bless them, by the way.
Yeah, but we're way short, and crime has spiked, and which makes the ratio of cops to criminals even that much worse.
Yeah. So, all right. So, squirrel off on a tangent.
Well, bills that we're addressing in our calls to action, and it's important to take action on those as well to let the legislature know that we want something done about crime. They all promised it. We want to see results.
Okay. Are there any specifically that you want to mention, or just really kind of
in general? And there's more coming up all the time. We're changing that, even though at the midway of the session, they no longer introduce new legislation. That's what they say. But they have dummy bills. They have bills that have been lying dormant for a while that are now starting to move.
They're still open.
Yes. And so there's a lot of things.
Leave it there long enough. Yeah. Lay low. Right? Is that kind of the idea? It's a strategy.
On some of them, yes. Okay. It is.
Listen, do both parties do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're the Business Coalition Better Together. We're completely nonpartisan. We are looking for good policy. We're looking for action right now while they're in there. And we're talking about action that will help us and not hurt us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we're up against a break again. If you just tuned in, we're spending time visiting with Carla Sontag. She is from New Mexico Business Coalition. Their website is nmbizcoalition.org. We've been calling attention, though, to a place where you can take action and easily communicate with the legislature. That is at bettertogethernewmexico.org. You go to the webpage, click on Take Action, and you'll see the various Senate bills, House bills, and looks like, is this a... It's a SJR, so is that going to be an amendment proposal?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get maybe, I don't know if we'll talk about that or not, but our listeners can go and catch up on any of that. And we'll catch up more with Carla from the New Mexico Business Coalition right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. We're spending time today kind of checking out what's going on in the Roundhouse. Carla Sontag comes in, I don't know, Carla, what, once a month or so?
Yeah.
Gives us an update. And we're going to, of course, maybe before you, I don't know, we'll have to look at the calendar, see if we need to get you back in before the end of the session.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to guess that last week is like making moves.
Yes, and there is so much the public can do to influence what happens.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked a lot about that today. BetterTogetherNewMexico.org. Kind of blown away by the stat you shared earlier about how many people are going to the website and using it to communicate with the legislature.
Yes. People are really waking up to how important their voice is and how much it influences things. And they're taking the time. You know, everybody can spare 30 seconds to a minute to voice your opinion.
Well, you know, and the truth is, I mean, when I first started voting, it was a little different. Okay, who's my representative? How do I figure out who that is? What's the phone number? What, you know. And now with the resources we have like this website, it makes it so quick.
And you know what's really neat? So we've got it programmed. If we're talking, for example, House Bill 4, that's going to go to all senators. But once you do the email, there is a call feature that automatically pops up. It's got a little script to remind you of what the important issues are, and it will automatically connect you with your senator.
Oh, wow.
Well, your senator's office. I mean, right. Who knows if he'll be there or she and answer the phone. But you can leave a message. And so there's two actions you can take in a couple of minutes. And it's really, really important because then you're a constituent calling your senator. You are the one that is in their district. You matter most.
Right. And you know what? We do still have the freedom to do this.
Yes.
So far.
So take advantage of it.
Yeah. Maybe it's the way I was raised as a military brat. And a lot of our listeners know that. I've mentioned it a couple times. And it's just something that was driven home. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to go, you know, I don't remember dad actually, or mom taking me to vote. But I've done it, you know, my kids are grown now, but I remember, and not all the time, but I did it with my kids, you know, just, it's easy.
Yes.
This is what we do. And this is why we thank those that stand between us and the bad guys and still give us the freedom to do this. So,
right.
What else is going on up in the Roundhouse that has got your attention, Carla?
Well, there is a very big push to take away a person's right to raise their child and be involved in their child's life. And that is really, really concerning. You know, from a biblical worldview, the parents and the relationship with the child And that relationship with Christ is critical. And they are working overtime to take away those rights. They have done a lot. The bills haven't passed yet, but this is why it's important on transgender, on abortion, on everything. They're giving children the right to decide. They want to have people in the schools to help that child make that decision without the parents even being notified. The parents will have no knowledge if their child wants to start transitioning to a different gender, if the child's going to have an abortion. There's all of these different things that impact a child for the rest of their lives. And the parents are not allowed to be told if this legislation passes. And so that is of growing concern. We've got two pages of bills that address these different things. Now, we haven't done a call to action on every one of them because some of them are not moving.
I did see SB 13, not only on the stuff we printed up to talk about, but it is on bettertogethernewmexico.org under the Take Action tab. Yeah, scroll down a couple rows, but you'll see it there. And I'm reading directly from the website. It says this bill would make our state an abortion and transgender beacon, not only to New Mexicans, but to all Americans, which yes. We already know. I mean, this is we're a destination right. In the ways we're not in wanting to be a destination.
Right. And House Bill 7 is the one that's been talked about the most, reproductive and gender affirming health care. This is the one that really is helping that child make an abortion decision or decide what gender they think they should be at an early age without the parents' knowledge, let alone involvement. So we've been chasing that one pretty hard. There is a call to action on that one.
Okay. And again, if you missed it, I don't know how, because we're trying to make sure you get it. BetterTogetherNewMexico.org. And actually, the information on HB7. Yeah, it says stop legislators' assault on parents' rights. Urge all New Mexico senators to protect our children and the rights of parents by voting no on HB7. And before you, before you send your word on that, whether or not you oppose it, you can click on the link provided there, and you can go read more about what's happening. And before the letter is sent, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, you can take time and put it in your words, what you want to communicate to the legislature.
And we encourage you to do that. We've got several different letters that are folding into the system, so not everybody's sending the same letter, but we still encourage you to change it. There is some good legislation, too.
Good.
Thanks
for sharing that, Carla.
But it's still kind of sad, like the Born Alive Act. Mm-hmm. If a child, if someone goes through an attempted abortion and the baby lives, mm-hmm. right now they're left to die. And this bill says if they're born alive, then you need to provide care to them and try to save them. It breaks my heart that we even have to have this conversation, that life is precious to the Lord, and it should be precious to us, and we shouldn't have to pass a law that says if they're born alive from a botched abortion that we'll do something for them. And there's one on standards of women's health care. This is an interesting thing. They tried to amend House Bill 7 on reproductive and gender-affirming health care to include a provision that abortion clinics have to have a standard like hospitals and clinics have, because they don't right now, even to the extent that...
They were providing health care.
Right, but they have no standards for how they do that. And we know that women are at times injured and harmed. They're taken from those facilities in an ambulance to another facility. And so what the amendment was is just to say, you need to have somebody trained there to help that woman if she is harmed during the process, that you can save her life. And the Democrats on the committee killed that amendment and didn't let it go through. They tried it again on the House floor, and that amendment was killed. And so we've got women that go in for abortions. There are a lot of things that can go wrong, and there is not necessarily any type of care for them. They are just put on a gurney, sent to a hospital in an ambulance for care. And in the meantime, something drastic like their life could be hanging on the line.
Yeah.
And so it's a hard thing. But I'll tell you, we have a very active group of pro-life people that work round the clock on pushing the good legislation to try to save the woman's life, mm-hmm. regardless of the choice that she has made.
That's right.
And to save the baby.
Right. All life.
All life matters.
Yeah. So if you want to go check that out, again, and that was that part of HB 7 they're trying to...
They tried to amend it. It didn't work on the House floor. And so they have a separate bill now that will have a standard of care for women's health.
Okay. So you can go onto the website at Better Together New Mexico and look through all of these. We are going to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll reconnect with Carla Sontag at New Mexico Business Coalition. Their website, by the way, is nmbizcoalition.org. More right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, thanks for joining us. We're spending time today visiting with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. Carla's been spending a lot of time up at the Roundhouse, and maybe this will be the last time I give you the website, bettertogethernewmexico.org. A lot of the issues and bills and what we've been talking about, you can read about there and then communicate real easily, very quickly with your legislator. But I did want to move over to the other website, Carla, nmbizcoalition.org, because all this time you're spending at the legislature in the Roundhouse, you've expended a lot of energy, and I know it's not easy, but there's going to be a post-legislative bash.
Yes, we're going to do our post-mortem summary of what happened.
That's happening May 4th at Revel in Albuquerque, and if you want information about the event, it's actually May 4th starting at 5 p.m. The details are on the website at nmbizcoalition.org. On the top of the page, you'll see events. Just scroll down on the drop-down menu to upcoming and previous events. And right at the top of that, you'll see post-legislative bash, business and social hour at Revel Entertainment on Alexander in Albuquerque on May 4th. And again, the details at nmbizcoalition.org. I see it's sponsored by John Thomas Jewelers. When you hold these events, they're pretty routine. If there's a business owner who'd like to sponsor one of these events, is the website the best place to reach out?
Yes, or they can call us at the office, 505-836-4223, and we can set you up for that. But yes, John Thomas called and said, I want to sponsor that bash, and he's a great partner and we're glad to have him. Does a great job.
Well, local. And you know, we talked a little bit off the air, Carla, because I met you actually when I was not in studio at the time, from like 2013 till about 2020, spending time in development and sales for the radio station.
Yes.
So very active in the Hispano Chamber of Commerce, Rio Rancho Regional Chamber.
Yes.
And others. I noticed on your site job opportunities, and that, again, just another tab at nmbizcoalition.org. Not sure I noticed that before, but what a great resource. I can't tell you, especially over the last couple of years, believe it or not, Carla, over the last couple of years, I have some people in my sphere of influence that want to work.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, they're a rarity, so we're glad to hear that.
But there's right there. I mean, it's categorized what kind of jobs are available, and real easy to access at nmbizcoalition.org. Whether you have a great job and, you know, no, I'm not looking for work, I'd encourage you to go check it out, because just going over it, how many times, Carla, did you just run into someone and say, yeah, you know, not there anymore?
Right.
And because, you know, if you're up to speed on some of this stuff, you know, that's to me, that was a big part of business networking. I feel like, Carla, and correct me if I'm wrong, often you'll meet people in business networking and the sole purpose they are there is to better themselves, which is, you know, I get it, to do better, to do business, you know, do more business. What I found when I was networking, if you really develop relationships and get to know other business leaders, other business owners, operators, managers, and get to know what they do. So when someone else asks you about it or something comes up, you know, and you're familiar enough, you're comfortable referring business to a local business owner.
Oh, yes.
You know,
absolutely. And that's why we call our events a bash. It's business and social hour.
Yeah.
And so we start with the networking. Then we do an hour of business where you get all the scoop of what happened in the session. And then we do more networking at the end. And I'll tell you, it's a very good social networking opportunity. Fun group of people that come to these events. They love to meet and share information, introduce you to people, and you never know where those introductions will lead.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I've told several friends, we've had these conversations when I was doing that, you know, I left kind of a ministry bubble. I mean, we broadcast from the campus at Calvary Church in Albuquerque,
right?
Which I've been here for a long time and I love my job. In those years when I was more out on the streets, rubbing elbows with people, maybe churched, maybe unchurched, what great opportunity there was just to live Christ where I was.
Yes.
And to love people where they were, no matter who they were, and not apologize for who I was and be able to share the gospel. And at the same time, support these local businesses. What's the importance, Carla? As a business leader, obviously, with New Mexico Business Coalition, what is the importance of us considering doing business locally, even at times maybe where we may see a price tag and think, well, it costs more if I do it. Does it? Does it cost more in the long run?
It really doesn't. Depending on the cost difference. But a lot of times it doesn't, because you've got to consider, when you're investing in your community by shopping locally, you're helping a business stay in business. You're creating jobs for the people that are waiting on you, serving you, bringing in the goods. This all goes to the greater good. We all do better when we're doing better together.
Right.
Oh, no. That's a good name, Better Together.
Yeah, NewMexico.org.
But on the NMBC website, then NMBizCoalition.org, while you're there, there's another place that you can look at legislation. And there you're going to find a lot more information. There are literally hundreds of bills that we are tracking. And you can look at our tracker. You can see positions. You can see letters that we've written to the legislature. And we may be doing stuff that Better Together is not doing, and vice versa.
Right.
So two great sources. But definitely, at our events, you have new opportunities to meet people. A lot of fun.
Yeah, well, and we mentioned it at the beginning of the segment. Let me mention it again. The post-legislative bash, that's business and social hour at Revel on May 4th, starting at 5 o'clock. If you want information about it, you'll find it at the website nmbizcoalition.org, the event sponsored by John Thomas Jewelers. The other thing I did want to bring up, because we were looking on the nmbizcoalition.org website, and I mentioned the job opportunities and the list of opportunities that are available, and they're sorted through what kind of jobs they are. You mentioned off the air, you've even had people just reach out to you through the website and say, hey, I am this person. This is my resume. I don't see anything necessarily on the website maybe that matches what I'm trying to do, but if you're aware, and you've actually had that happen from time to time.
We have, and we've been able to help people connect, and we love to do that. We want to help people however we can. And so we have had people approach us at events or when I'm speaking, or they come to our event and say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a job. Can I send you my resume? Absolutely. And we know some people, and if there's a way that we can connect you with who you're looking for, we will do that.
Okay. And I want to ask you too, as far as the way to connect with New Mexico Business Coalition. I'm assuming this would work because under job opportunities and then job openings on that page, the website you mentioned, 836-4223, and then there's an email link as well. Would that be the place to send a resume to?
Yes, you can send it through that link, or you can call us and talk to us. Whatever's easiest for you will help you accommodate that.
All right. Well, we so much appreciate all the time you and your staff take. Here's two great websites. Same people doing both the websites?
No, we've got different people. Okay. And speaking of great staff, I want to give a shout out to the people that I work with because they are such a blessing and none of this would get done without them. And so we never take them for granted. We're blessed to have them on our staff, on our team, and we love them.
Well, and a reminder that the New Mexico Business Coalition is a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
You don't get any government funding?
No, we said we would not take government money from the day we started because we're not going to be swayed by owing favors or, you know, so we are completely funded by voluntary dues and contributions. And so if you're interested in supporting our work, we would be blessed to have you on our team and have that investment. We can help you with that through our website. Again, you can contact us or call us at 505-836-4223.
Okay. Yeah. I was looking on the website again. If you just go to the homepage, nmbizcoalition.org, at the bottom of the page, the phone number is there, 505-836-4223. And we're nearing, would you say, the 15th, the end of the session in the Roundhouse?
18th is Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon. Okay. Plenty of work to be done between now and then.
Oh, lots and lots. We've got about 18 days left, and there is still plenty of time for you in the public to influence what's happening up there, and we need you to get involved.
And with the couple minutes we have left, because you did, when you came in today, Carla, there, and it's on the website at bettertogethernm.org, at the top of the page, the most urgency, because often people will tune in just for this part of the show, maybe they missed the beginning. How important is this SB 13, and kind of rehash that a little bit?
Well, SB 13 is important. So is House Bill 7, Reproductive and Gender Affirming Health Care. We're looking out for the health of the woman. We don't believe that abortion is health care, but if that is the choice a woman makes, we want to make sure that she's safe when she does it. So our top priority right now that covers absolutely everything is House Bill 4, Voting Rights Protections. Because we've got to maintain better control over our elections or we can't change anything in this state.
Right. And all that information you'll find on the websites we mentioned. Carla, thanks again for your time.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
All right. And I do want to remind listeners, go to SamaritansPurse.org. You heard about the earthquakes in Turkey, the original earthquake about 3 weeks ago. Last Monday, 4 new earthquakes. Yesterday, more earthquakes. So it's just horrible. The need for relief there is great. And Samaritan's Purse is doing the work. SamaritansPurse.org for details and a way for you to help out. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.